The ever-changing British band The Meekons has a new album called The Meekons Rock and Roll. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's more than just that.
The Meekons, which formed at the height of punk rock in 1977, have made a career out of rock and roll that criticizes rock and roll. The founding members came from Leeds, a depressed industrial town in northern England, whose other claim to punk fame was the equally political Gang of Four. But where the Gang of Four's critique of rock blossomed and then wilted quite quickly, the Meekons have managed to maintain their running argument with the music in a variety of ways. For one thing, the membership of the band shifts constantly. Group founder John Langford has said that you don't have to be able to make music to be a Meekon, you just have to have something to say.
When I was just 17, sex no longer held a mystery. I saw it as a commodity to be bought and sold like rock and roll. Day by day I plunged deeper into a world of cheap sensation. This held a great attraction for me, and I dreamt of my own club. And when I danced and saw you dance, I saw a gambling room in the back with prostitutes skilled in the art of tango, lies, and exploitation.
Another thing that seems to keep the band fresh is that it doesn't stick with one form of music. The title of this album, The Meekons Rock and Roll, is a little joke, because this band has recorded everything from punk to country music, with side trips to African pop and reggae. One of the reasons this new album is so good is that many of its songs are a combination of these influences. This method reaches a peak on the new album with a wonderful song called Empire of the Senseless.
No one's making any noise now. Shh. We've been waiting for so long. They took away our films and tapes and notebooks. It's okay, we self-censored this song. But these lines are all individuals. There's no such thing as a song. Even the silent are now guilty in me.
Empire of the senseless.
What's your line of questioning, sir?
Empire of the senseless.
I can't intercept a one-word sentence. Invent a war in secrecy. Slide in scenery like a vintage toy. Isn't plastic surgery wonderful? Satellite secret national security. Turning journalists into heroes takes some doing. Ollie North down in the subway dealing drugs and guns.
Empire of the senseless.
Turning little liars into heroes, it's what they've always done.
Empire of the senseless.
This song promotes homosexuality. It's in a pretended family relationship with the others on this record. And on the charts and on the jukebox and in the radio. And in the radio.
Rich, ornery music like this works as a summation of everything the Meekons have been trying to do for the past decade. The Meekons' premise has always been that rock and roll lost its power to shock or surprise or exert much influence on our way of perceiving the world a long time ago. It's a commodity, to use their favorite word, something to be packaged, sold, and bought, still capable of giving pleasure, but essentially inseparable from its function as a profit-making product. Pop music has been this way since the days of Rudy Valley and Bing Crosby, of course. The difference is no one actually sang about this process. The Meekons do, all the time. In one song they sing, "The battles we fought were long and hard, not just to be consumed by rock and roll." On the song Club Meekon, Sally Timms says, "When I was just 17, sex no longer held a mystery. I saw it as a commodity to be bought and sold like rock and roll. And a song called Amnesia exhorts us to, quote, fight that rock and roll war, truth, justice, and Led Zeppelin. Over and over, rock and roll is used as a metaphor for everything corrupt and exhausted in life, yet the band keeps playing it, keeps, in fact, making brilliant examples of it. Occasionally, this attitude can be strained and arrogant, but more often, it's a useful paradox that enables the band to continue making rock and roll they care about.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.